the highest ranking U.S. military officer says that he does believe Iran was trying to kill Americans in the missile strikes at two bases in Iraq. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that General Mark Milley's statement came after President Trump and Iran appeared to walk back down from previous threats on Wednesday.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says he doesn't think Iran was just sending a message with 11 ballistic missiles landing at the Al-Assad air base in western Iraq. No Americans were killed, but Milley says, based on what he saw, he believes the strikes were intended to kill personnel and cause structural damage, destroy vehicles, equipment, and aircraft. He says an early warning system helped save lives. President Trump is calling on NATO to increase its involvement in the situation in the Middle East. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A vote is set for Thursday in the House on limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran, AP said Donahue.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis. Then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill fight in the GOP-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Puerto Rico slowly began to recover for Wednesday from the string of devastating earthquakes that hit the U.S. Caribbean island territory since late December. Its power grid intentionally shut down as a safety measure after Tuesday's 6.4 magnitude earthquake was partially brought back to life. Nearly 500,000 of the island's 1.5 million customers have service again. That is up from 100,000 on Tuesday. Governor Wanda Vasquez said that most of the Puerto Rico should have power restored by Thursday, provided there are no more earthquakes. Meantime, hundreds of families are sleeping in their cars and on cots and chairs outdoors for fear that their homes might collapse in aftershocks or new tremors. The black boxes have been recovered from a Ukrainian airliner that crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran Airport, killing all 176 people on board. Reuters' Joe Davies.
The Boeing 737 came down early on Wednesday, shortly after takeoff from Tehran, en route to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Its carrier, Ukraine International Airlines, said the plane was only 3 years old and was last serviced just 2 days ago. The airline's president offered his condolences to the victims' families.
On behalf of our company, I offer deep condolences to family members of the people who were on board. It was one of our best planes with excellent, trustworthy crew.
The airline, which until now had an unblemished safety record, said it's doing everything possible to determine the cause.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn made his first public appearance since a daring escape from Japan, where he is wanted on financial mismanagement charges. Reuters' David Doyle.
In his first public comment since fleeing to Lebanon from Japan, the ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn attempted a point-by-point rebuttal of the charges against him, aided by internal Nissan company documents, accused Tokyo prosecutors of brutal treatment, and launched a blistering attack on the Japanese authorities and Nissan executives he says conspired against him.
These allegations are untrue, and I should have never been arrested in the first place.
The Tokyo prosecutor's office said Ghosn's allegations completely ignore his own conduct and that one-sided criticism of the Japanese criminal justice system is totally unacceptable.
At least four people were killed and 15 others injured by a suicide car bomb Wednesday in the center of Mogadishu. The explosion occurred as vehicles lined up at a checkpoint close to the parliament building and the presidential palace. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for that attack. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.